FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's been another cash in transit robbery in KZN. This time they held up a security guard that was moving money at Lager Shopping Centre in the Piet Maritzburg CBD. Colin David speaks for security company MI7, which is on the scene with police. He says no one was hurt.
It was not on a cash in transit vehicle, but more or less on an officer from the cash in transit vehicle who was loading money into an ATM. Was accosted by four unknown armed suspects, did disarm the officer and stole the firearm, and also took an undisclosed amount of cash and fled in a vehicle that is unknown at the moment. The scene is still active at the moment. Security personnel is obviously looking at leads in terms of footage from the different areas within the center.
Well, this morning, a large gang ambushed a cash van in Verulam, north of Durban. They allegedly made off with cash as well as firearms. Residents in parts of KZN have been told to expect the resumption of water curtailments from next month. Umgeni Utugela Water says the restrictions will affect eThekwini, Msundusi and Umgungundlovu municipalities. Spokesperson Siyabonga Mapumulo says although dam levels remain stable, it's crucial to plan for possible droughts. He says municipalities will inform residents of specific restrictions closer to the time.
This intervention is in keeping with the abstraction license conditions issued by the Department of Water and Sanitation, and which stipulate that Umgeni Utugela Water must not go above the set limits when abstracting water from dams. This is to safeguard the long-term sustainability of the system and to ensure water availability in times of low or no rainfall. The curtailments will involve a percentage reduction in water supplied to the affected municipalities.
The presidency has called on all South Africans to nominate outstanding citizens and eminent foreign nationals for the national orders. These highest awards recognize exceptional contributions in areas such as democracy, human rights, arts, science, business and acts of bravery. Nominations for the orders of Mapungubwe, Baobab, Luthuli, Ikamanga, Companions of Oa Tambo and Mendi close at the end of this month. And Myanmar's junta has set a date for elections. It says voting will start on the 28th of December. Myanmar has been consumed by conflict since the military deposed the government of democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Swathes of the country are beyond military control. Many are under the administration of pro-democracy guerrillas and powerful ethnic armed organizations which have pledged to block polls in their enclaves. Myanmar's civil war has killed thousands and left more than half the nation in poverty and more than 3.5 million people living displaced. The junta has touted the elections as a way to end the conflict and offered cash rewards to opposition fighters willing to lay down their arms ahead of the vote. The top story, there's been another cash in transit robbery in KZN today. This time they held up a security guard that was moving money at Lager Shopping Centre in the Piet Maritzburg CBD. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dinao Mpahlele.